Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And welcome to another episode of the Inspired Table Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine. And how are you all feeling? Did you survive that Mercury retrograde? I'm going to say I just survived it. It was one of the most intense Mercury retrogrades that I've consciously experienced. And from the feedback that I got from many of you, either through this podcast or just my friends having a chat in the street, everybody really felt it. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that at the end of the podcast. But this week, we're being graced with an Aries new moon. And I have been waiting for the energy of this new moon, I would say, since late last year. So I'm really excited that it's here. So let's begin to explore it. So the Aries new moon is squished between two Libra full moons. So we experienced the Libra full moon 2 weeks ago. I did a podcast episode on that. And we're experiencing another one at the end of April. Now, this is quite unusual to get two full moons in the same sign. The moon has usually moved by then. So we're having two Libra full moons. And it's very apt considering that Libra is all about balance. So Aries is kind of like this midpoint for the balance, the equalization of these two full moons. And I spoke in the last episode about this idea of shifting from a me mentality to a we mentality. And I feel like it served us well during that particular potent energy of the Libra full moon and that freaking crazy frenetic energy of Mercury retrograde. But this Aries new moon, which is the first of the astrological signs, the beginning of a new astrological year, really is all about you. Yeah, so Aries is your birth into this world. It's the first emergence of self, and its mantra is, I will. So I ask the question, what will you do with this new moon? This new chapter, this new opportunity, this new astrological year. Every new moon is laced with potent energy for manifestation. It's the reason I hold lunar nights every new moon. It's the perfect time to set intentions. But of all the new moons to support our new intentions and our manifestations, Aries is the star. No pressure. But this new moon, this is the one you want to take advantage of. Yeah, so Aries is fire energy. I want you to be conscious of this. The element that rules Aries is fire. And as we know, if you've been following this podcast and listening to these moon synopsis, there is light and shadow to every sign and every moon and every element. The objective energy of Aries is to obtain what it wants. It's driven by action, impulse, and desire, which is totally supportive of manifestation and making it happen and going after your dreams. However, watch that fiery energy doesn't become impulsive, hot-headed, immature, self-consumed, victory-orientated, and aggressive. With manifestation comes this really beautiful, an elegant dance between action and surrender. And the fiery Aries, ruled by masculine Mars, so it's ruled by the planet Mars, which is a very fiery masculine energy, is likely to keep you all up in your action energy this month. And that's great. Like I said, when we're trying to chase after our dreams and, you know, take action on our desires and make our intentions manifest before us, that's all really beneficial. But can you find a beautiful balance by dropping into flow, into your femininity, into your surrender? And it can be a really tricky balance, and that's why I encourage everybody to follow the moon through its full cycle, because it will always give you an opportunity to tap into that action energy through the waxing stage from new moon to full moon, and then into that surrender energy, that yin energy, that passivity through full moon to new moon. But just watch that what you're doing as you're trying to manifest is that you are finding that balance. So the way that I like to think of it is you start off by setting an intention, yeah? So you're doing your bit there, you're taking action, initiating the manifestation, and then taking the action steps that you can, that are within your power, to get that manifestation activated, I suppose is the word. But then what you need to do is you need to be able to drop into a state of surrender and allow the universe to do its bit. And this idea is non-attachment. It's the notion of non-attachment and not allowing Aries to get swept up in a fiery pursuit. So it's one thing to have your eyes on the prize, but you need to be able to release your grip and trust that what is meant for you will come for you. Okay? And I know that many of us are feeling a little wounded and raw from Mercury retrograde. And it was, honestly, it was a flipping whirlwind. And you all survived it, so well done you. But I feel like any kind of battle or trauma or discomfort is something we tend to run from when it comes to reflecting back on it so as not to relive it. I urge you not to do that. I would love for you, and I did it myself when Mercury retrograde ended, is to take some time to reflect on what came up. What lessons were revisited during those 3 weeks? And you know what? Give yourself a pat on the back, not for just surviving it, but many of you were able to upgrade and expand through that chaos. Yeah. And if you don't feel that you have been able to do that, reflecting on what you went through will allow space for an upgrade and expansion. If we truly want to step into our future, which is what this Aries new moon is giving us the opportunity to do, we must be able to reflect, to learn, to improve, and give thanks for the shadow and the light. Also, side note, as I mentioned earlier, I have never experienced a Mercury retrograde as intense as that one. So what I'm asking you to do is please not use this experience that you've just had as an imprint of how you approach Mercury retrograde going forward. Yeah, so it happens 3 times a year and they come around fast. I feel like it's always happening. So please don't walk into the next one with expectation and fear based on what you may or may not have experienced during this one. Yeah, so treat every experience as a new experience. So I'm holding another online moon circle on Thursday, April 4th at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So that is Sydney and Melbourne time, and then you can work it out from there. That's as far as my brain goes, which is actually the night before the new moon. And the reason that I did this is twofold. So firstly, past experience tells me Friday nights aren't great for getting people to choose moon circles over work drinks. And secondly, the work that we're going to do on Thursday and the intentions that you're going to set are going to put you in the most glorious and opportunistic position to really make the most of this new astrological year for when the new moon hits at 7:50 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time on Friday night. Yeah. So you'll be in a really good position. We're going to do some wonderful exercises during that online moon circle to really get you spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically prepared for that wave of energy that's going to come through on Friday night. Now, if you would prefer to watch it on Friday night when the new moon is at its peak, you will receive a recording. So if you want to be part of that online moon circle, all you have to do is go to my website, jordanalevine.com, click the Lunar Nights tab and book your spot there. I'll also put the link directly in my show notes. And if you sign up, you will receive a recording. And I'm actually going to leave that recording up for 4 days. So last time I did it for 48 hours, it was Mercury retrograde. So people were having a lot of trouble rewatching it. But I'm telling you, it should be fine. I rewatched it last time. I was fine. It's all got to do with your Wi-Fi and data capabilities. So as long as you've got a good connection, you're absolutely fine. So if you sign up, you can watch it live on Thursday night. It's good to be there live, I think, because there's a lot of interaction. And I think the interaction was what people loved the most last time. High vibrations being there live with everybody else because we're connecting through the same energetic source, and there's this real vibrational lift that happens when we're all there together. But in saying that, being able to watch it back through a replay means you can watch it at a time that's suitable for you. You can watch it on the new moon, and give yourself some time and space to reflect on what we're exploring during that moon circle. Okay, just before I finish up, I just want to have a wee word with you about this new astrological year we're headed into. So a lot of people have felt like it's been a really messy, slow, stagnant, muddy start to 2019. And they're not just my words, although I have used them, but I've heard that from quite a few people. It's like, when is this show going to get started? We were promised so many wonderful things in 2019 and it's feeling very 2018. So 2018 was a universal 2 year. It was all about building our foundations, a really sturdy base, so that we were able to build up from there, tap into a little bit more self-expression and creativity, and really start to get the wheels in motion. Now, I believe that the energy, the wave of that universal year is set to come through now. Yeah, so the sun is in Aries, the new moon is in Aries. Aries is the beginning of the astrological year. It's the first of the zodiac signs. This is the wave we've been waiting for. Okay? So, you know, our standard calendar year is January to December. We've got Chinese New Year that starts in Feb. This is the start of the astrological year. And I feel like this is when that momentum is coming. And that's why it's so important that we take the time to gain clarity, or find clarity, I guess is a better way to say it, for what we want to achieve this year, what we want to create this year. Yeah? And it all starts with, wasn't going to be a podcast episode without me mentioning it, tapping into your personal vibration, finding your authentic self, and dreaming, creating, expressing from that space. Yeah. So if you do nothing during this new moon, I want you to get clear about what you want to create this year. And when we have clarity, we have somewhere to move into. We have direction. Yeah. So you don't have to know exactly how you want this year to pan out, but try and tap into what feelings you want to create this year, how you want to feel in 2019. And that's the perfect place to start. I would love, if you enjoyed this episode, for you to share it with your friends. Take a screenshot on your phone and share it to Instagram stories. You've all been doing so well with that. And every time I see someone share a podcast episode, it absolutely makes my heart sing. So make sure you tag me at Jordana Levine so that I can see it and that I can share it. As always, I would love to know if this episode resonated with you. You can always send me a DM on Instagram or you can send me an email. You could leave a review on iTunes. That's another really nice way to communicate with me, and it's a nice way for people to get feedback on what they can expect from the podcast. I've got another episode dropping this week. It's a beautiful interview that I did with my teacher and mentor and friend, Katie Manitsis, and we talk about her new book, Mindful Living. I think you're really going to enjoy that interview. I could listen to Katie chat all day. And just one more thing before you go. I could just stay on this podcast all day. I am moving into my new home in Byron Bay this week, April 6th. So excited. So podcast episodes from now on will be recorded in Byron Bay. How exciting. I've got a lot of exciting interviews lined up, actually. Some really fun people, ladies and gents. And there's also something else in the wings waiting, which I'm dying to share with you. And I'm having to practice patience because a force much greater than me, aka iTunes, is making me wait. So hopefully you will have a nice little reveal in the next few days. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and I hope you get the most out of this Aries new moon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.